What's on TV, yeah? This better be good or you are fired.
Fresh from her trip to the Edenderry bingo last night.
Loved it.
She is now ready to tell us what we should be doing when we're not at the bingo.
Well, Netflix yesterday released a movie called It Follows, and it's a horror, and I've seen it. My boyfriend thinks it's one of the creepiest horrors he's ever seen. So that's on Netflix now, if you fancy.
It's nothing to do with Stephen King's It.
No.
Because that is a really good name for a sequel, by the way. Stephen King, if you're listening. It, and then
I just feel
follows.
Like if I explain what happens, I'm going to ruin it.
Okay, well then
it's
don't.
It's not going to sound scary.
But it's good.
I thought it was good, yeah. Right. He thought it was creepier than I did, but...
I can't watch horror movies, so I'll never see it. I can only watch them in the fetal position while I eat my fingers and then don't sleep for 3 weeks.
Well, also tonight then, Dermot. Public Enemies, Jay-Z versus Kanye on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock. So these were besties for so long.
Toast
Jay-Z
BFFs.
and Kanye. Mm. And now they're not. And nobody really knew what happened until Kanye took to the stage. I think it was at one of his fashion shows. And gave out yards about Jay-Z and was calling him out and everything.
Call me, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to break down everything that happened.
You're only a shite in the bucket.
on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock tonight. Public Enemies, Jay-Z versus Kanye. Tomorrow, lads. Celebrity Big Brother
here we
is
go.
Back.
She's been waiting. The whole point of this entire section of the show is so Maria can tell us about Celebrity Big Brother.
I know.
Wasn't it on just really recently?
No, Big Brother.
We don't watch that, Dermot.
When was the last Celebrity Big Brother on?
At least 3 months ago.
January. Is it January?
Don't know.
All right, okay.
I can't remember.
It did feel like it was this year.
They all merge into one. Do they do it in January anymore? There was a weird point where they were kind of doing it twice a year, so I don't know if they're still doing that.
Well, who's going in there anyway?
So we have...
This is the bit where you call out names and we go, huh?
I know, so I'm going to give you a little tiny explanation behind who most people are, because I'll be honest, there's a couple that I'm even saying.
Right, we'll do a celeb test and I'll see who we know.
Okay, Sarah Harding.
From Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud. And it only came out last week that she had an affair with Danny Dyer. So she's obviously going to be cool to watch.
Danny Dyer is a liar. No, he's a love cheat.
Gemma Lucy.
Must be one of your problems. Towie or something.
No.
She's a presenter?
No, she is. She was on X on the Beach a couple of times. She's one of these. But also, but she rose to fame. You can't hear my air quotes. But she rose to fame as Katie. Remember Katie Price had that TV show looking for, you know, the next Katie Price.
All right.
So I think she won it. And then she was on X on the Beach.
Well, it really worked if we think she won it.
Yeah, I think she did. I didn't watch that one, you see. This girl is a fruit and nutcake.
Right.
Like, so she's going to be
drama.
The one. Yeah, she's going to be the one that's going to cause absolute mayhem in the house.
Brilliant.
Because she'll fall in love with one of the men and then they won't want her anymore and then she'll get crazy jealous and drunk and go mental.
Right. Because
that's everything that she did on Love Island or on X on the Beach. Paul Dannan.
Yes, he was in another one of your Hollyoaks.
Yes, he used to be in Hollyoaks.
And
he was on the original Love Island, which I did watch, with Callum Best and Bianca Gascoigne and all that. Jordan Davies.
Sounds like a sports star.
He's a Welsh rugby player.
No, he's X on the Beach as well.
Right.
But he used to go out with, do you remember Meghan McKenna? Do you remember the crazy one that was in Celebrity Big Brother? The last time. And
have you eaten Heat magazine?
Go on, next.
I'm really trying to break this down for you. Helen Lederer.
Nope.
You don't know her? She's not in any of my programs.
Helen
Lederer.
She's an actress?
Yes.
In Carrie.
Ab Fab.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd know her if you saw her.
Right.
That's all I'll give you. Derek Acora.
Oh my God, yes.
The guy who finds ghosts.
Derek Acora and I have got a checkered history because I challenged him on the radio about his nonsense about finding ghosts and whatever, and he said, and I quote, "Dave, you are coming at this from a position of ignorance," which I wasn't. He then told me he was connected to a 5,000-year-old pharaoh, but wouldn't give me any more details. And then one time I accidentally sent him a picture of me as a long-haired rocker grunge teenager Because I was supposed to send to Dermot, because Derek Acora and Dermot were beside each other in my phone contact list at the time, and I never responded.
No,
so I don't know what he thinks.
I love that story.
He thought you were a ghost.
I'm a fair old Derek, look at me long.
Do you remember he was doing the thing where he said, I'm in the house, we're in the house, there was somebody called, Dick lived here, Dick, I'm getting, and Mary loves Dick.
She probably did.
Okay. The whole entire crew fell around the place.
Well,
laughing.
I think he'll be the one in the house, the older, you know, there's always an older generation. Yeah. So he'll be that. He'll sit outside and judge all the young ones while they're in, and
what if it's haunted? What's the house, Big Brother house is haunted by the ghost of Bubble.
who is still alive probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Amelia Lilly.
Name, know the name, don't know who she is.
Daughter of somebody famous.
No, she won the X Factor.
Oh, right.
Didn't
right.
she win?
Poor thing.
She did win it. Okay. Maybe she didn't win it. I don't know. Anyway, she was on the X Factor. Dawn Ward.
She was in En Vogue.
No. That's the Dawn, Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Oh, okay.
She's a wag and a businesswoman. Brandy Glanville.
Now, I don't know who this is, but it says, ReCBB, your one Brandy from Housewives is an awful ride. I'd watch her read the phone book.
Yeah, she's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But also, she kind of shot to fame ahead of all of the other ones because her husband had an affair with Leanne Rimes.
Okay, wow. The randomness knows no bounds, lad.
This is an exhaustive list.
Okay, sorry. Okay, well...
Or exhausting, one more. I'm not quite sure.
I'll give you one more, because this is probably the last one on the list that I know. Yeah. And I'll give you a rumoured person as well. Sean Williamson.
I thought you were going to say Sean William Scott. Stifler.
No, you're going to know who this is if I called him by his name in extras.
Sean Williamson. Oh, is he the annoying guy that is constantly trying to one-up Ricky Gervais's character?
No, sorry, it's not extras. What's his other TV show?
Office?
No. Maybe it is extras. Anyway, it's Barry from EastEnders.
Oh, that's right, extras, okay. Yeah, extras, yeah.
And then the rumoured one, Rosanna Davidson, but she came out on Snapchat over the weekend and said she wasn't.
Right.
She wasn't going in.
Which means she definitely is.
Yeah, she'd probably go in late.
There's no big Hollywood superstar. Usually they manage to get, like, Jermaine Jackson, you know, superstars.
Yeah.
Like,
David's dead. Remember that one? David
no,
Guest.
There's another mob wife gone in and she was, like, the previous mob wife.
But there's no kind of, like, 80s actor or
no,
anyone. Right.
Not really. Okay.
They're relying on Derek Acora to find some ghosts.
That's all tonight.
No, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay.
Yeah.
Right, we've no time for anything else. Thanks very much, Maria. That's your telly for the week.
Maria, what's on TV? Yeah.